910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Seven people are in critical condition after a chaotic scene outside of a Los Angeles nightclub. A vehicle plowed into a group outside. Fire Captain Adam Van Gerpen says,
"We saw a large number of traumatic injuries. So these are injuries that are associated with being struck by a vehicle. So we had broken bones, we had soft tissue injuries."
And police say bystanders dragged the driver out of the car and began beating the driver. One person shot the driver. Authorities are looking for that shooter and continuing to investigate. President Trump says on social media critics will never be satisfied, even though he's called on the Justice Department to release grand jury transcripts regarding the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. The president also suing the Wall Street Journal and its owner Rupert Murdoch over its report that Trump sent Epstein a birthday letter in 2003. The Journal's parent company says it stands by its reporting. ABC News has not confirmed the existence of that letter. This is ABC News. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem announced the addition of an honor lane at security checkpoints at airports. It's a separate lane for uniformed military personnel, allowing them to bypass long lines. The Department of Homeland Security is also providing a benefit to Gold Star families, those who've lost a loved one in military service. Application fees for the TSA's pre-check program will be waived. ABC's Ike Ajachi has more.
Why all these changes right now? Well, travel numbers are soaring. The FAA just reported Thursday was the busiest day for flights in U.S. airspace since 2010. Almost 56,000 flights in a single day. On most days, we see about 45,000. So the bottom line, some well-earned perks and a bit less hassle for military families, just as airports are busier than ever.
A 17-year-old's in custody in Maine in the alleged murder of Sunshine Stewart, a paddleboarder found dead earlier this month. She died of strangulation and blunt force trauma. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Milwaukee film critic, Mr. Matt Miller. I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. An effort to restore northern pike habitat in Green Bay is also benefiting other wildlife species and raising local awareness about the effects of climate change. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
The primary goal of the multi-county collaboration was to create fish passage openings by building culverts and restoring wetlands to improve spawning habitat for the northern pike. Ken Delata with Oconto County says the project has since expanded to benefit a wider range of species. Delata says most types of Wisconsin wildlife depend on wetlands at some point in their lives, including northern pike.
They're very important for controlling bait fish population out there. It is a very sought-after fish, especially in the wintertime. Recreational-wise, it's a huge draw.
Delata says restoring these areas has given the researchers a unique opportunity to study the travel and reproductive patterns of northern pike. Their grant funding ends in 2027, but he says they hope to continue with these projects. Chuck Druckery with Marionette County says half of the remaining wetlands on Lake Michigan are on the west shore of Green Bay. So far, 82 projects have been completed there, opening up 200 stream miles and restoring nearly 20 acres of wetlands. Druckery says agriculture has replaced many wetlands with ditches that have become problems for pike and other species.
Because the ditches, they are deeper than the original streams were, so that even if the fish can swim up the ditch, sometimes they can't get out of the ditch.
He thinks their progress could become more challenging challenging given the threat of climate change and heavier rainfall, but the projects have also provided opportunities to raise awareness of these issues. They've made 2 acres of land into an outdoor classroom for hands-on teaching to students about the importance of wetlands and wildlife habitat. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, becoming mostly sunny, highs in the low 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 49. Mostly sunny, upper 70s for Sunday and again on Monday. For Tuesday, chance of showers and storms, otherwise mostly cloudy and a high near 80 degrees.
It's 64 at our studios.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time after a massage, a chiropractor appointment, and some sleep. We'll be back with regular programming from Madison on Monday. Join us then.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
What's up, Wisconsin? This is Raised in Wisconsin. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman is shipping out west. She's in Montana or Wyoming or somewhere out there living life in the summertime, having a great time out west. I can't imagine. And I can't imagine being out west right now and just seeing.
It's the best time.
It's so beautiful. Everything's green. The mountaintops got a little bit of snow on the top still. I mean, man.
Well, you know,
I love Montana and Wyoming.
So those snowy mountaintops are probably melting with Danielle being out there.
That is true. She's a very hot person.
She runs hot.
Danielle Fairman, you know her as the co-host of Raised in Wisco. She and I have been together for so many years, nearly 2 decades, living life in the outdoors, having a great time. She runs hot. That woman is hot.
Yeah.
She will heat up this studio by a good 5-10 degrees.
Yes.
When she's in here. I mean,
I love sitting by her in the winter. Yeah. I use her for her body.
She is a radiant heat source.
Yes. Shout out to Danielle. She's having a great
Danielle,
time.
Danielle, I hope you're having a fantastic time. That voice is Ellie Lawton.
Hello.
The chefferie of the show, the culinary master, the one who brings us wild game dishes on a weekly basis that are simple, fun to put together, delicious, and really, at the end of the day, Ellie, what kind of show is it?
A cooking show.
It's a cooking show.
Oh, I had backup singers today.
You did. Megan Salazar, contributor to the show, is joining us as well. And I'm very excited today. We have the world-renowned maker of some of the finest food products you'll ever taste.
I am so excited, Joel.
And I am so excited about this. Dimitri Kalianis is here, and he is from the Lonely Olive Tree Organics Company.
Welcome, Dimitri.
Thanks for having me.
What's up? Hey, man, it's cool to have you. I have to say, I'm Italian, second generation American, and I'm a huge fan of olive oil. I mean, we grew up eating olive oil on our ice cream. Olive oil is like, and I
it's
believe
amazing.
As a Mediterranean man and as a, and you know, there's a saying, are you Greek?
Yeah. Una faccia, una razza.
Ah.
Oh. Well, he took Babel lessons.
Well, you know, there's a very strong connection between Italians and Greeks, right? Greco-Roman, you know, the whole thing. So I feel we may even be related.
I think you guys are cousins.
I think there's a strong possibility we're related in
some way.
Megan
and I are cousins.
So Dimitri is here today. He's
going to
talk.
Only half cousins.
Oh, we're half cousins.
You're half cousins?
Yeah.
I didn't know. Can you be a half cousin?
Sure.
On my white half.
On your...
I don't want to know what a full cousin is then.
Yeah.
By that definition.
What is I knew you could be like a third cousin or a cousin once removed. I didn't know there were half cousins.
Listen, us two gals can make our own rules.
That's what happens on the show. That is for sure.
We're kind of outnumbered today, and I'm a little bit nervous about
what
this.
What do you mean? Whoa, even Steven is not outnumbered. Just because you guys have free range to beat the snot out of me every week doesn't mean you're outnumbered just because it's even.
It's not even. Jacob's in here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Well, that's true. We got Jacob in the fishbowl.
I mean, there's a divider wall.
Jacob.
And he's probably happy about that.
Did you have a good week, Jacob?
I had a great week, Joel, and yes, I am a man. I don't know if you were challenging me, but
I was not.
Do you want a Greco-Roman wrestle or something so I can prove it? And I had a weekly list go
just
for
so
later.
You know, just so you know, sumo is my category, okay? I have a whole collection of those big diapers.
I thought it was Jell-O.
Don't be jelly of my Jell-O wrestling. It's okay. It's hot in here. It's hot.
And Daniel's not even here.
And Daniel's not here.
We might run out of air by the end. So if things get goofy, you know, that's what's happening.
We've got enough hot air in this room to keep us hot for a while into the fall and winter. This part of summer in Wisconsin, this part of Wisconsin is the toughest time for me. It has been hot every day for like 3.5 weeks now. A front goes through and it's still hot.
Well, gosh, with that attitude, yeah, I can see why.
Has it not been hot?
It's been pretty hot.
It's been pretty hot.
Hey, I went to hot yoga this morning. What are you complaining about?
So wait a minute. In a 90-degree day, hot yoga? Check it and see.
Yeah.
Got a fever.
That's enough.
You should come sometime.
Hot yoga.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
How hot is hot yoga?
Okay, so the class that I typically do is 95 degrees. And then every once in a while when I'm feeling squirrely, after I eat a lot of food, I go to the 105-degree class.
You have got to be kidding me.
One of the classes, we actually lift weights.
What?
Yeah. You want to do a full body detox.
You pay to do this?
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake. That sounds absolutely murderous.
It's lovely.
Megan,
you do this
too?
We
ride horses. I love it. We're gluttons for punishment.
Oh, man. Hot yogurt sounds horrible.
Yeah, well, that does sound horrible.
It always goes back to food for me. Well, I'm an Italian. I sweat that? Olive oil to begin with. I can't imagine. They'd have to drag me out of hot yoga on a
stretcher.
I'm pretty sure of it. How long is hot yoga?
Well, you're supposed to stretch there, so.
What?
Yeah. You're the stretcher. Whoa!
Jacob, first time ever Jacob with a dad joke. Board. Jacob is on the board. Oh, man, that's awesome. I had a really awesome weekly Wisco, though. I really do.
You had it? You forgot?
No. I had, as in I experienced, a really cool weekly Wisco.
Cool.
So I'm going to go first. Well, I'm going first with mine today because I feel so confident about it. I had such a great time. I was at the Capitol working this week, and I got a call from my friend Driss. Driss owns Jurassic World, now called Jurassic Dells.
And I've been there.
I've never been to the Dells.
That's the rock shop in the Dells.
It is the rock shop, but way more than a rock shop.
Oh, my gosh.
So Driss is from Morocco, and he collects dinosaur bones.
So cool.
I'm not even joking about this. Dude, like, bruh, has dinosaur bones in his shop, like T-Rex, Mosasaurus, Spinosaurus. In fact, the studio, the Concord studio, you guys have been in. You've seen some of the things that I've gotten from Driss and his shop. So I went up and saw him and got to see some. He's got a huge piece from Morocco of a Mosasaurus. He's got Spinosaurus. He's got T-Rex stuff. And I can't ever go there without leaving with something.
I have a stromatolite from there.
You do not.
I sure do.
Are you kidding me? When did you go there?
I don't know. A couple years ago.
Oh my. So stromatolite's fascinating. It is literally the oldest form of bacteria, the oldest form of living creature on the earth. It's 2.6. I have a whole. You probably
2.5 billion.
There's one on the shelf in your house.
Yes. A huge stromatolite. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mine's the oldest. I mean, I'm not a high roller. Mine's only little.
Oh my gosh. That is so crazy that you've been there. Yeah, a lot of people have gone to the Dells, have been
there. That's like a staple in the Dells. How long has he been open?
He's been there for 20 plus years.
Yeah.
And, you know, I collect artifacts and antiques and stuff like that. And so Driss is one of the greatest guys. If you get a chance, if you go to the Dells, well, first of all, you shouldn't go to Wisconsin without seeing the Dells at some point.
Megan's never been.
20 years here.
Okay, Megan, that's got to get changed.
I keep telling
her
it's
just
a problem.
Un-American. That really is.
Sorry.
Well, you got to get there. Driss's shop, Jurassic Dells, as he calls it now, is really something you have to see. I mean, and it doesn't cost anything to go in there, but I'm going to make you this warning. If you go in there, it's very hard to leave without buying something, especially if you're a collector of anything. He's got the coolest stuff in there. I have a T-Rex tooth from him, Spinosaurus Rex teeth. I've got, and this last time I bought the coolest 4.2 million year old starfish fossil.
That's so cool. Is that because you're a fish?
So cool. I am a clayfish. Why not have a starfish,
wow.
right? I mean, it works for me. That's my weekly Wisco. I'm going to jump. I'm going into the fishbowl because Jacob said he's got a weekly Wisco. He's excited to tell us about. Jacob, what do you got? And we're in the studio again with you. I feel this kind of brotherhood with you, Jacob, when I get to come down here. I really do.
Oh, well, I'm excited to have you here too, Joel. I mean, I love it when you guys come all the way down and we can spend time together in this hot box and have a great
time. This is hot yoga. This is, oh my gosh.
No, it's
this
not.
Is, I'm doing downward dog. That's it.
No, please don't. Nope. Stay in your seat.
Maybe on the radio, that's okay, but we have a video component to this.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what downward dog is. This isn't downward Wisco.
That's a yoga thing, right?
Sure is.
It's like leaning. It's like
you don't have to describe it.
Nope. I don't know what it is.
You're all fine. Right, Jacob, fine. Back Jeez. To your.
Sorry, I blew up.
Yep, so, we're sorry too.
I have a weekly Wisco. I said it was great, but that's it's better than the none that I usually have. So that's kind of the bar we're okay. We're operating.
Well, that,
but that's why I was excited. Usually you don't have one, so you have one this time.
So I forced myself to leave the indoors so that I would have something to talk about on the show today.
Oh,
and I was walking through a nature preserve. And I saw a mama duck and her baby ducklings trying to cross the road.
That is beautiful.
Oh, okay, and, Jacob, I hope this is going to be a good story, like a positive ending.
It's a beautiful, heartwarming story.
Okay.
So I happened to have a high-vis vest on because I didn't want to get ran over. So I helped the mama duck and her ducklings cross the road safely.
Jacob.
Now, Joel taught me that I should lead them back where they were coming from.
No. So oh, that's Joel. What I, we told you about that.
Going to.
Where they're going. Well, Jacob, you tried your best. We
I didn't really
that.
Do that. I listened to you guys. I brought them where they were going.
He was giving me crap right there.
Well, he knows the brains.
I know that
operation.
Only works with turtles.
Yeah. How do you know it works with ducks as well? Their Chef Lawton.
Well, I don't know.
They put their header in, and that's
like the chicken.
Going.
Why did it cross the road to get to the other side? Okay. It wasn't pointed in one direction to turn around.
That's not the ending that I heard to that joke, but I cannot tell it on the radio.
Okay.
Megan, what do you got?
I said they put their header in.
That's your weekly Wisco?
Oh, my weekly Wisco. I went to Rib Fest.
That's not
weird.
It.
Sorry. Weekly Wisco. Sorry, I'm off track. Rib Fest in Elkhorn.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, there was like 17 different vendors there with ribs from all over the country.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
That sounds delicious.
It's like a huge, huge event.
It was pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's free, so go next year.
You got it. Ellie?
Well, Mr. Clayfish, I did your least favorite outdoor activity.
Kayaking.
I went kayaking with the WHSA group, the Women's Hunting and Sporting Association. We had a beautiful morning on the Rock River. Megan was there.
Was it the Rock or the Bark?
Oh, Bark River. Sorry, guys. Bark, Rock. It's kind of the same substance. We had a beautiful morning.
Well, it's all water, if that's your question. Yes.
Listen, we were on a river. I don't know, you guys. It was wonderful. Yeah.
Oh,
the sun was shining. We saw a lot of bass. A lot of birds.
I saw a snapping turtle.
Yep, a big snapping turtle.
And a muskrat.
Yeah, so that was mine. And nobody got stuck in their kayaks. Nobody tipped over. We were all talking about how ridiculous you are about your sideways banana and your fear of being stuck in one.
Okay, it's not really a fear. That's not real.
You said it was.
I'm not afraid of actually getting stuck in one, okay?
I disagree.
I'm going to tell you something. I've had the former chief warden, Todd Schaller, who's been a guest on this show,
has talked
about the fact that kayaking is one of the more dangerous sports because every year somebody gets pinned between a rock or tipped over and they can't get upright and end up drowning. So I just think it's something we should talk about being careful about. Look. I can swim. Obviously, I can float. That part's easy. But I think, you know, if you're going to kayak, be cognizant of it. Now, they have a lot of open bow kayaks now. So, they're not the little teeny hole that you sit in the old school sideways bananas. And I know I tease kayaking quite a bit, but I would do it.
We're going to make you go and do it this summer.
All right.
Before the summer's over, you are going in a kayak.
I really don't want to do hot yoga, though.
Oh, too bad.
Well, you get a choice between the two, so.
I think this is kind of
like
hot yoga already, to be honest with
you. Well, I realize why it's so hot in here. We have an Italian guy and a Greek guy and a Filipino chick.
That's true. That's true. Dimitri Kalyanis is here. We're going to talk about the Wisconsin Waterfowl Expo, which I'm excited about. Chef Lawton, Megan Salazar, and I are all going to be there participating this year. You're going to hear about that. And I cannot wait to talk about olive oil. I yes. loves me some olive oil with Dimitri Kalyanis. This is Raised in Wisco.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on The Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. On the table. Kaylee High from Stanley Boyd High School. What's the line of birds?
So this is Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes. Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
If you're looking for trouble, you came to the right place. If you're looking for trouble, just look right in my face. I was born standing up and talking back.
If you live in Wisconsin and you're looking for trouble, you can find it right here on Raised in Wisco. My name's Joel Clayfish. Host Danielle Fairman's out west enjoying herself in the mountains. Ellie Lawton is our fill-in host, and Hello. You know her because she's a regular on the show. She's our official chef, a certified, classically trained, award-winning chef, Lawton, who brings us these amazing recipes every week.
And I never cause any trouble.
And that's all you do is cause trouble. So that's where I was going with that. We have different ideas about
Gotta
that.
A little.
We've got Megan Salazar, contributor to the show, and we've got Dimitri Kalyanis with us, who is the owner of Lonely Tree Organics. And not only is that olive oil, but it's skin and beauty products as well. We're going
to
talk
to him.
I'm
so excited to hear about that.
Excited to try the olive oil as well. Appreciate him coming in, making time to join us. Megan?
Yes.
You're here because Raised in Wisco is a show that reaches out to everybody. And first off, I want to say, if you're joining us new on the show, we appreciate you being here. For the loyal listeners, we really appreciate it. George, Gary, and the five others who are loyal listeners, we appreciate it so much.
I'm sure there's more than five now.
Yes, that's a joke, Megan. I'm trying to be funny. Yeah, it's six. We're definitely up to 12. We got a baker's dozen.
It's us.
Oh, true.
You can hear Raised in Wisco in 23 stations across Wisconsin and over the borders in those border towns as well on Civic Media. Saturdays at 11 o'clock, you can hear all of us. You can hear me getting torn to shreds by my co-hosts. Just kidding. It's not that bad.
Just
I don't
relax.
Mind. Where else can they see the show or listen to it if they don't catch it live?
Well, check us out on Facebook Live. Joel always has a great outfit on.
Now I don't know if you're making fun or complimenting me.
You can find all the shows at civicmedia.us. Search Raised in Wisco. You can find us on Apple, YouTube, and Spotify if you miss it on Saturday.
Yeah, and what I noticed is if you put in Raised in Wisco, our show is the first thing that comes up if you do a plain old Google search. So that's pretty exciting as well.
That's pretty advanced for my IT.
That just means people are actually searching us. So we love having you along. One of the things that we love to pride ourselves on Raised in Wisco is bringing people into the outdoors who may or may not have experience. This show is for experienced hunters, anglers, users of Wisconsin's resources, our outdoors, and it's for new people. And something that really concentrates on everything from the very experienced to the novice is the Wisconsin Waterfowl Hunters Expo, which is coming up very soon. And I'm pretty excited about that. And Megan Salazar plays a big role in that. And I get to play
a big role on that
every year. But what have you got coming up for that, Megan?
So for the Wisconsin Waterfowl Expo, everybody should come to it. It's in Oshkosh at the Sunnyview Expo Center. August 22nd and 23rd.
Yeah, it's 2 days this
year. Yeah,
and
we had
over
9,000 people participating, so we had to move it to 2 days.
Amazing.
There's over 180 sponsors, Banded, Lucky, Duck, bunch of gun people are going to be out there. So if you want to try guns on the shooting range, you can get them fitted. There's going to be a women's zone. There's the kids zone. There's a place for your dog to go. You can check out all the vendors and check out our cooking segments as well, too.
Yes. I'm very excited about that. I have had this will be my fourth year in a row doing cooking segments on the main stage of the Waterfowl Hunters Expo. And we are really excited because it's been standing room only for the last 3 years. And this year we're going to have certified chef Ellie Lawton with us.
Yeah, come check
doing
us out.
The cooking segments. Now, you've been a part of the expo before.
Yeah, I participated. We had a first hunt booth last year and I participated in the women's zone.
And I'm really excited to say Megan Salazar, who is our director of marketing for Raised in Wisco.
Oh, yeah. I got a
she
little contest for y'all.
Has a little contest with some giveaways. We're going to talk about. So, Megan, let them know.
Yeah. So
let them know what they can win.
After the show today, look out for my post. I'm giving away 2 free tickets for the Waterfowl Expo that you'll be able to use. We're going to get some new merch for our new Raised in Wisco logo.
New merch,
and
George.
Some right wing sauce.
George, that's for George Ermert. We got new merch coming out.
Look for the post, like, give us a follow, and I'll think of something that you'll have to do in order to get qualified to win, and then we'll announce it in 2 weeks.
Perfect. Look for that on our Facebook and where you or when you're listening to the show. Dimitri Kalyanis, it has been too long. I want to talk olive oil with you. You have a little company based on essentially the concept from one tree that survived a drought at one point in your family's lineage and heritage, and now you are a national, even international product. And I want to talk to you about what olive oil means to you.
Thanks for having me, first of all. Very cool podcast here. Appreciate it. So I'm like you, Mediterranean kid. My father was born in Sparta, Greece, in the historic district in Mount Thaitos. Mount Thaitos is the second largest mountain range in Greece. And his family, my family, my great-grandparents produced organic extra virgin olive oil, high altitude in the mountains, called agorolio. Agorolio means unripe olive oil.
Okay.
So it's very green. And the reason it's so important is it has all the health benefits The natural properties, antioxidants, polyphenols. We harvest our aloes between November and January.
Wow.
In the freezing cold, up in the mountains. Very, very miserable job, but it's a lot of pride in taking it. So we're picking the aloes.
Insane to do that.
That's crazy, thinking of being up in the mountains.
Freezing. Picking aloes.
And being barely able to breathe because of the altitude.
Sounds Dimitri, like is that what they did to you when you were naughty as a child?
That was my time out.
Well, I can't wait to talk to you about some of your ventures and the Lonely Olive Tree Organics. And I'm super excited that you made your time to come on up and see us on Raised in Wisco. And we're going to talk about some recipes to incorporate that in. And we've got Chef Lawton to talk about our recipe of the week with our foodie guest, Megan Salazar. This is Raised in Wisco.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Seven people are in critical condition after a chaotic scene outside of a Los Angeles nightclub. A vehicle plowed into a group outside. Fire Captain Adam Van Gerpen says,
we saw a large number of traumatic injuries. So these are injuries that are associated with being struck by a vehicle. So we had broken bones, we had soft tissue injuries.
And police say bystanders dragged the driver out of the car and began beating the driver. One person shot the driver. Authorities are looking for that shooter and continuing to investigate. President Trump says on social media critics will never be satisfied, even though he's called on the Justice Department to release grand jury transcripts regarding the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. The president also suing the Wall Street Journal and its owner Rupert Murdoch over its report that Trump sent Epstein a birthday letter in 2003. The Journal's parent company says it stands by its reporting. ABC News has not confirmed the existence of that letter. This is ABC News.
Another win for Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Dodgers last night in L.A. 2-0. The crew have now won 8 in a row. They remain a game behind the first-place Cubs, who beat the Red Sox 4-1 at Wrigley Field. The Brewers' Caleb Durbin with a big night for his first time in Dodger Stadium, an RBI double, and a solo home run shot in the 7th. Pitcher Quinn Priester, fans Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, and Freddie Freeman to start the game on the way to 6 innings and 77 pitches with 10 strikeouts. The Brewers have now beat the Dodgers 4 in a row heading into tonight's game. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, we've played a bunch of close games against them. Things have went our way, so it helps you prepare a little bit because you're used to it. You know who's hot and who's not. You know who might be a tick off their game, and you might make a decision because, well, you know what? So-and-so's not swinging like he normally does, so we can attack him here differently.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I love it when I hope rumors are true. According to the New York Post, there are rumblings that Fleetwood Mac will reunite. It's not just from the paparazzi, but rather from Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. They did a coordinated Instagram post sparking rumors. Nicks posted song lyrics from Frozen Love, and Buckingham completed them. The two famously dated and broke up, just like fellow band members Christine and John McVie. Breakups have served the band well, though, because the album they were making during said breakups was Rumors and was awesome. I'm a sucker for a good cop show. My favorite detective show in the last several years is probably Amazon Prime's Bosch. And I also like the spinoff Bosch Legacy. The show has produced yet another spinoff called Ballard, which is based on a character introduced in the last season of Bosch Legacy, Detective Rene Ballard. The detective elements of the show are great, but star Maggie Q lacks a certain charisma. Having said that, there is a lot going on, and the cold cases Ballard takes on are pretty cool. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, becoming mostly sunny, highs in the low 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 49. Mostly sunny, upper 70s for Sunday and again on Monday. For Tuesday, chance of showers and storms, otherwise mostly cloudy and a high near 80 degrees.
It's 64 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pat Kreitlow.
Coming up on Monday, we'll visit with Up North News reporter Selena Heller, as well as Dr. Kristen Lyerly, and get civic media updates from Jane Matinair and Jimmy Koska.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Whiskey River, take my mind.
In Wisco, I get to rock and roll you through the day and your week, talking about the great things of the great state of Wisconsin. My name is Joel Clayfish. That's Ellie Lawton, the chef of the show, the official chef of Raised in Wisco. Megan Salazar, contributor to the show. And today, Dimitri Kalianis is here. He grew up in the mountains of Sparta. His parents punished him by kicking him out of the cabin at the top of the mountain, 13,000 feet above sea level. He walked uphill both ways, bare feet in the snow to pick olives.
Without gloves.
Between November and February. And he was not even allowed one of those little disc sleds to get back to the cabin.
Oh,
he had to walk
gosh.
Back. That's actually, I know that that sounds kind of crazy, but you actually did this in your life.
I did not do that in my life. My father did that and my grandfather. But been there many times.
That's the part of the show where we say, don't let the facts get in the way of a good story, Dimitri.
And here's where it all connects to Wisconsin. Dimitri's from this area.
Yeah.
How wonderful.
Where are you from exactly, Dimitri?
Grew up in the Gurnee area between Chicago and Milwaukee, right on the Wisconsin-Illinois border.
So you have an olive oil company now, and you are focusing kind of one. I have to admit this, folks. One of the things that I love about the outdoors of Wisconsin and foraging and food is that it crosses all philosophical divides.
Yes.
You can be a liberal. You can be a conservative. You can be a libertarian. You can be Green Party. You can be anything you want. You can be
doesn't matter.
You can be a dinosaur. And you have to eat, number one. So that is the tie that binds all of us. And number two, as I am getting older and more experienced in life, I realize how important it is to put things in your body that actually give your body benefits. Mm-hmm. And the benefits of olive oil in general are unknown still. We're learning every day more and more of the benefits of olive oil. And the olive oil you procure, you've talked about as being incredibly helpful to health benefits, Dimitri.
For sure.
Well, tell me about that.
So olive oil, you know, is a fruit and, you know, it's produced in Italy, Spain, Tunisia, Greece, California now. And the United States has been a very big, especially with Food Network and all the organic eating, it's kind of blown up. 20 years ago, you go to the grocery store, there's 5 olive oils. Now there's 300 olive oils.
Yes.
So it's very confusing. It's very popular. It's very trendy. But what do these terms actually mean? What does single origin actually mean? What does extra virgin olive oil actually mean?
And, what does it actually mean?
So what
we have two chefs on the show tonight. You've owned restaurants. You've been a chef in restaurants. We've got Chef Lawton with us. I want to hear it. What do these things mean? And what do they mean to the person cooking? And what do they mean to the average Joel like me who's cooking in his kitchen? Sure.
So not to get on the Italians here, but the Italy is the...
Oh, I like this.
Italy is the number one exporter of olive oil in the world, and they're also the number one importer of olive oil in the world.
So that was going to be a question I have for you. I believe your olive oil is not blended in any way, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Which is why about 2 years ago, I started using your olive oil long before I knew you or knew anything, because I read all the labels when I shop. And I, too, notice all the options at the grocery store. And I read yours. I'm like, huh, it's not blended. Heck yeah, I'm taking that home. And I've used it every day since. It's fantastic. Yeah.
So Italy produces amazing olive oil, but they usually keep all that for themselves. And then they made a big business about shipping olive oil to the U.S., right?
Sure.
So they, like Colavita, for example, not to talk bad about Colavita, tastes great. Look at the back of the bottle. It's coming from 10 different countries.
Yes, so absolutely.
What we specialize in is single origin extra virgin olive oil. Organic, non-GMO certified, all the different labels are on the back of the bottle. So to answer your question, what does extra virgin mean? This is the most important thing, whether you're buying olive oil from Spain or from Greece or Tunisia or California, where it's from. Extra virgin is that the acidity in the oil of the oil is less than 1%.
Okay.
So what deteriorates olive oil is natural light, which is why our bottle's in a black coated bottle.
Another reason why I love your product.
Very important.
Yep.
And also low acid.
Yes.
So if you look at the bottles, ours, very few other ones, it lists the acidity on the front of the bottle. If it does not list the acidity, there's a very high chance that that's a fraudulent, probably bottle labeling.
Interesting.
90% of the olive oil sold in the United States are fake and blended. Hazelnut oils, different things. A lot of people were getting sick, actually dying from buying olive oil at the store because they had hazelnut allergies, all these different things. The FDA has been really pushing that, which is great. Europe's already been, Italy, Greece, Spain has been already at the forefront of all the certifications. That's now coming to the U.S. So extra virgin olive oil, very important. The longer the shelf life is also dependent on the acidity.
Mm-hmm.
So you want all those things, especially olive oil is super expensive now, you know, 20, 30, 40.
Yes,
it's like wine, like sometimes $50 for a bottle of olive oil. You don't want to buy that and you're not getting that benefit.
Right.
So very, very important.
Talk to me about the health benefits of olive oil, of good olive oil.
Helps with, you know, heart, your skin. Back to this, which we'll get to in a little bit, the whole skincare process. Cleopatra used olive oil on her skin. They would, Italians and Greeks would trade olive oil. You know, it was gold. It was a currency. So there's so much natural
property. And her
property.
Skin was beautiful. I mean, at least as best I can tell by the etchings on the cave walls.
And even in modern day, though.
They put the olive oil on the walls.
Yes, they do. But a lot of women in Europe, too, that's their beauty regimen, you know. It's olive oil right on your skin. That's getting very popular in the U.S. also.
So here in the U.S., they used to use Crisco on their skin.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, my grandmother did.
Well, yes, Crisco, Vaseline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is a petroleum product, which is made from dead dinosaurs. No offense, Driss, over at Jurassic Dells.
I have a question for Dimitri. Your product is, I believe, in over 14,000 stores in the U.S. Is that correct?
We're in a lot of different locations. We do food service and retail. So Sysco, Performance Food Group, online, restaurants. Kehi distributes us also, large distributor. And for us, though, it's really this, you know, it's a family tradition that we've had. What Lonely Olive Tree actually means, our original grove in the mountains of Sparta had a historic fire, and all our trees were grafted. And the name of that field is Monahilia, which means the Lonely Olive Grove. It sits at the top of the mountain.
Okay.
So I named that American company. Very cool. The name of the company. My grandfather's signature's on the back. Tells the whole story.
Yeah. And the bottles are beautiful. And the labeling is awesome.
Thank you. It's just really giving this gift of nature, sharing this gift.
And the reason Chef Lawton understands that is because she works in the food industry. As a matter of fact, she works for one of the largest food distributors in the world.
Yes.
So you get to deal with a lot of products.
Tons of products.
In that life, right?
Yeah.
And obviously you want your company to represent quality products.
Certainly.
Does a lot of that fall on you, checking, making sure there's a high quality in the products you're selling?
I don't work in procurement, but I do a lot of sampling and work with manufacturers when they want to bring in new products. I help our sales force go to market and provide our customers with whatever they're looking for.
Oh, that's
Joel's getting ready to do some olive oil shots.
I'm going to undo the olive oil here. I want to hear about what you were talking about Dimitri, having a kind of an on the road, a road show. You got a road show setting up
here.
Tell us about the road show.
So Alva is a big passion of mine and my family for many generations, but I'm actually a restaurateur also. Our family owns the Shanty and Captain Porky's, Wadsworth Inn, the Duck Inn. We have four locations in Wadsworth, Illinois, little farming town. And we're right between Chicago and Milwaukee, right north of Gurnee. So we do that every day. So olive oil has been a big part of our life, very similar to, I'm sure, your family. Family's from Italy. See that nice green,
beautiful
color.
I just poured. I'm going to give it a sample here myself, just because I'm interested in it and it's kind of curious about it.
Joel and Megan have never tried it. Just straight up,
I've never tried it.
You've had my cooking, which always has it in, but you've never tried it.
I grew up having olive oil on ice cream. Olive oil and flake salt on ice cream.
We make gelato at our restaurant. Olive oil gelato, which is great too. With
the that sounds fantastic.
I'm going to give it a taste here.
Yeah.
So what you're going to taste is a very balanced oil. You're going to have really buttery on your lips, really nice fruity taste. And then in about 10 seconds, you're going to get this slight burn in the back of your throat. That is the natural flavor of the olive.
I would have to
so
say
good.
That's it, what one thing
nice
that's
smooth.
Interesting to me is very often on the front end of all the front end of most olive oils taste very similar. Oily, yep. Buttery. There's a little bit of a butter taste. There's almost kind of an herbal tick that comes at the very front of the palate. And then when you get to swallowing that, you often with olive oil, you will get that little bit of a tick on the edges of the back of your tongue that gives you kind of that bitter taste. And what I will say on the end of this is a very smooth, very smooth ride out. And I did get that little bit of a throat feel to it, which I find interesting. But I have to say, I think like whatever you'd use this in its natural state without frying it or anything like that would be a fantastic complement to a balsamic or to a little bit of salt and pepper or even over vegetables. It's very good, very awesome. Smooth, very rich.
I always say our recipe is very simple. We have one ingredient, olive oil.
Tell me what your favorite thing is to do with olive oil, because yours in particular, what I've realized, I've been using it, like I said, for a couple of years. It's so versatile. I can use it in dressing, sauteing. I've used it in baking. I've baked cakes with it, breads. It's so fantastic. So tell me, like, what is your favorite way to use your olive oil?
We actually use it for everything. Sauteing, we do whip burratas with it, topping fish. Salads are great. I actually take a shot every night, though, before I go to bed.
Really?
So that and a little
a
bit
of lemon.
A lot of
people do it in the morning. Is there a benefit to doing it at night versus in the morning?
Either one. You know, I think it's good. I do it before bed, a little lemon, clears your system out.
Yeah.
It's very, very beneficial in many ways.
Yours is
and Dimitri's lifestyle, so when he takes his shot before he goes to bed, it is the morning. It's probably about 3 or 4 in the morning. He's gotten back from the club, take the quick shot of olive oil, get
ready for
the
next
day.
He seems like a pretty busy guy.
That's for sure. I'm very excited to talk about some recipes that are coming up. And I think
Dimitri's going to share a recipe.
We're going to have Dimitri share a recipe that he likes with his olive oil. And of course, we have Chef Lawton teamed up with contributor Megan Salazar on that. Dimitri, do you have a recipe off the top of your head?
I do. So I love Italian food. And I like Greek food too. So I
you guys
kind of
are related.
Combination.
That's
you know,
so
the
sweet.
Two. So we do a recipe, an appetizer at our restaurant. It's very straightforward, all natural ingredients. We take burrata, whip the burrata, and a bunch of our olive oil, raw organic honey.
Okay.
A little bit of fresh lemon, not juice, actual, you know, zest and squeeze. And we blend all that up and we make a Italian with no pine nuts. We make a pesto.
Oh, delicious.
Sure.
So we blend all
with
that up
burrata.
Until you
wow,
the burrata. It's just
great.
Like silky smooth. Ooh. Then we take heirloom tomatoes. We put our olive oil in there, salt, pepper, garlic, oregano, thyme. We char those where we got a nice burn on there.
Oh, nice.
We top that on there. A nice Italian crostini bread.
Ooh.
Take it in a sink, toast that off. Perfect. Got all the different flavors and textures.
We'll be putting that recipe up on the Facebook page.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, I would love to try that because food is my favorite dish, as everybody knows. I'm excited because we're going to talk food. We're going to talk recipes with Megan Salazar and the Raised in Wisco official chef, Ellie Lawton. Stick around. You're going to love it. It's going to be easy and you can do it at home. I'm Joel Clayfish. This is Raised in Wisco. Take care of me. Wisco River, take my mind.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Wisconsin Elections Commission issued a highly critical report of the City of Madison's former clerk after investigating how 193 mail-in ballots were left uncounted after the 2024 general election. The clerk was suspended by the city, then subsequently resigned. November 12th, a staff member alerted City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bell that a sealed ballot courier bag had been found, but Witzel Bell allegedly gave the staff no instructions to open or otherwise investigate, did not alert state or county officials, and went on vacation the next day. Just before Thanksgiving, unaware that an unopened bag had been found, an elections inspector reported a discrepancy in wards 56 and 65. December 2nd, inspectors found another unopened courier bag containing 125 uncounted ballots. The 400-page report found several leadership and procedural failures. It concluded, quote, rather than acknowledge these significant errors, the city clerk and her staff either ignored the issue or willfully refused to inform the necessary parties and seek assistance. These actions resulted in nearly 200 lawful voters' votes going uncounted, an unconscionable result, unquote. The report orders the City of Madison to complete several procedural reforms before the next statewide election in February 2026. We've linked to the full report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Janet Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn sheepshead for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is. And is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
You know, that reminds me of like Bama Lamb Chops. Everything to me is about
what?
Food. Everything, Bama Lamb,
I
Old
love
Black
lamb
Betty.
Chops.
Bama
they
Lamb.
Are pretty tasty.
Bama Lamb Ooh. Chops. It's always about
with
food
chutney?
With me. It really is. Ooh, I love it. I even like mint jelly. The plain old mint jelly right out of the jar. I like with my lamb chops. I really do.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
A classic.
My name is Joel Clayfish. This is Raised in Wisco. Host Danielle Fairman's enjoying her time out west and chef
yeah,
Ellie
she's
Lawton.
Fishing.
is sitting in the co-anchor chair today. I always say co-anchor. It goes back to my TV news co-anchor. Days. It's where it's co-host on radio.
Yeah.
But it's co-anchor, co-host.
I'm sitting good in enough. The tomato dark brown chair.
You know what the name of my boat was when I was on television news? You know what the name
Let
of my
me
boat
guess.
Was?
Jolvis.
No, that was my nickname in college.
No, it wasn't. The name,
it was.
You gave it to yourself. It's not a
I
nickname.
Did not give the nickname to myself. Oh. I didn't. I really didn't. I didn't.
It's okay.
I had four pairs of blue suede shoes, and that's why. No. Jolvis, oh. Jolvis, Elvis. Elvis in his later years. You can listen to Racing Wisco on all your civic media stations throughout the state of Wisconsin. 23 of them in all. And Chef Lawton, the official chef of Raised in Wisco, is jumping in for Danielle. And we're having her in her regular usual capacity too, which excites me because I love food.
You guys
food
work is my me to favorite the bone, dish. So I have to go home and eat a lot of food.
Hey. Well, you know what? I'm going to give you a 25% raise then. How does that sound?
0 times 0.25.
Oh, sure. The IRS accountant is going to chime in now. Way to go.
No one's supposed to know.
Well, we are in the cooking. We are in the cooking segment of the show. Let's talk food. Chef Lawton, what do you got?
I have Axis Deer fajitas tonight. Ooh,
that sounds unbelievable.
And you know what's unbelievable about it? Not unbelievable, actually. Megan harvested the Axis Deer.
Aww.
I also butchered it in my hotel room.
In her hotel room.
I've been there. I have been there.
To that hotel room?
No.
Weird. Super weird. Why are you following me?
Stop.
I have butchered things in hotel rooms, in hotel
Who
parking
hasn't,
lots.
Honestly?
If you are a true hunter
Dimitri,
and you travel,
I bet you have.
You definitely butcher things in hotel rooms. It's getting...
I butcher bags of Doritos in hotel rooms.
Yes.
Okay, let's get to this Axis Deer. So, super easy recipe. Joel, this recipe might actually sound familiar because it's a repeater and you were the original genius behind it.
Ooh, I like that idea.
You're the creator.
I think the funniest thing about it is you called me a genius.
Well, yeah, it's fine. You're welcome.
Just in this one instance.
Okay, so we did about, Megan, what did we do? About 3 pounds of Axis Deer in a crock pot.
Yep.
And then we did a cup of our lovely Lonely Olive Tree Organics extra virgin olive oil. Thank you, Dimitri. And then we did a half a cup of fresh lemon juice. We did some.
I put some lime in there, too.
She put some lime when I was turned around. And then what did we do? About a quarter cup of Sonora Provider Spice Sonora.
Ooh, perfect.
Which is fantastic. And then.
Oh, then we got the Axis Deer Kettle and Fire bone broth.
Ooh, bone broth. And you added one.
They sell it now at Whole Foods.
That's about four cups. That's about 4 cups.
Yes. And then the rest with water.
Then we covered the meat with water.
That stock is going to be unbelievable.
Oh, it's
right?
going to be. Wow. Yeah. That's going to get turned into a lot of good stuff. So this was just to prepare the meat, put the lid on, set it for low for 4 hours, and then crank it up to high for the last two until the meat shreds. Megan, what do we do for toppings for those?
We are sauteing peppers and onions in our Lonely Olive Tree Organic Olive Oil.
It's the best.
We could do some mushrooms, too, if we want.
Yes.
And then we've got some great tortillas to put them on. And then on the side, if you want cilantro, if you aren't a cilantro hater, you can add some cilantro.
Who
but if
hates
you're a
cilantro,
cilantro hater, you can, you can leave tasters. The building.
There's super tasters out there that hate cilantro.
Cilantro's, I think I'm a super taster, and I love cilantro.
It's also, genetic. It's genetic.
You guys, I know it's weird, but mint and parsley with the cilantro on the fajitas is a really good thing.
Ooh, I have some in the garden, so I'll...
Yeah.
Oh, man, we should try that. That recipe...
Scuba Club is going to be eating good
tomorrow.
Oh, well,
tomorrow. Let's give a shout-out to Scuba Steve and his cohorts. You want to talk about a cool Raised in Wisco. Scuba Steve puts on a class. Now, I've never met the guy, and I've never even...
What?
I don't even know if his name's Steve.
What are you
Steve.
Talking about?
Don't you do scuba diving, Megan?
Yeah, but not with Scuba Steve.
Oh, why do I have Scuba Steve
I'm going to pull a Danielle here. What is happening?
What is happening?
What is happening? Danielle, we need you. Hurry back.
Well, what's the name of the guy who teaches your class, Megan?
I don't have a class. We just dive as friends.
It's a group.
It's a
club.
Of friends. Oh, well, you
Do
always
you
say
join?
Scuba so-and-so.
No, wait. Scuba Club.
Scuba Club.
Scuba
well,
Club.
Shout out to
It's actually
scuba,
the Four Seasons Scuba,
club.
Scuba Diving Club.
Well, I'm glad seasons. The Scuba Club could be the star of the food segment.
Hey, they like food, too, so I got to
oh,
feed them.
I think Lonely Tree is the star of the cooking segment. You know, having you guys along to listen to our shenanigans every week really means a lot to us. We appreciate it. And as we travel the state of Wisconsin, it's very exciting when folks come up to me and talk to us about listening to Raised in Wisco. And when you write into Facebook, we want to know what you think of the show and if you have suggestions for it or things you'd like to hear us talk about.
Yes, George Ermert.
George Ermert, go on the Facebook page and partake in Megan Salazar, Director of Marketing for Raised in Wisco.
Do Take I get a
look
a raise?
At her. You get a raise too, 50%.
Yes.
You get 50% and 32 percentage points of the stock.
You know what, Joel? We're going to give you a raise.
Thank you.
You deserve it.
Well, you're going to have to talk to Jacob about that.
Jacob, we need you.
Chris Casper, I hope you're listening.
Hey, Chris.
We've had you as a guest on the show before. We love having you along. You can hear us on all your civic media stations throughout Wisconsin. Dimitri is here with Lonely Tree Olive Oil. He came in today, gave us some samples of that. It's fantastic. Megan Salazar, contributor, and of course, our certified French chef, Ellie Lawton. My name's Joel Clayfish. Listen to us live if you can, Saturdays at 11, or check us out on the podcast after the show. This is Raised in Wisco. We'll see you next week.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Los Angeles police looking for whoever shot a driver who crashed a car into a crowd of people in East Hollywood around 2 in the morning. Police say people in the crowd dragged out and beat up the driver. 23 people were taken to hospital as well as the driver. No word on his condition or the reason why it happened. Los Angeles Fire Department Captain Adam Van Gerpen.
We saw a large number of traumatic injuries. So these are injuries that are associated with being struck by a vehicle. So we had broken bones. We had soft tissue injuries.
Officers say the gunman ran away. Sound of plane-to-tower radios released to the pilot of a SkyWest flight this week that made an emergency landing in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, saying that right now there's a fight with the flight attendant with a man trying to open the emergency exit. A 23-year-old facing possible federal charges. Developing tragedy, a tourist boat flipped over during a thunderstorm in Vietnam, over 30 people dead. This is ABC News. New at U.S.